This is RSBNB Update, episode 47, recorded 10th of May, 2006.
Okay, everyone, we're here again with Brad this week because Pika is still doing school stuff, but I spoke to Pika last night and he feels he can be in and ready for next week's show, so we hope that happens. But anyways, to fill in for Pika this week, we have Brad, who is back from last week.
Hello.
And we also have Ansonite. Care to say hello?
Hi.
Okay, then. As you guys know, Ansonite is Trekkie's real name, who is a mod on RSBNB. Thank you. Oh, and if you're wondering where Ansonite came from, it's just this little thing we picked up off this one Star Trek episode. There's a
Star Trek.
Dealing with something called Ansonite here. So, anyways, so pretty boring week this week actually. They were supposed to do the engine update this week, but apparently that has not come out due to because they can't release it because they don't want to screw it up.
They can't release something that doesn't exist.
Well, last night I was on the forums looking and that mod Ash, you know him?
Oh, yeah.
He made a post saying that we'll have to wait a few more days. Anyways, Mod Ash last night posted something about the engine update, they're still tweaking a few things, and they can't release it yet because they just can't release it because
it doesn't exist.
Well, they say it does exist, but we probably think it doesn't exist. But the thing is, they said they can't release it without screwing something up.
Hang on a minute, they release things and then they screw up anyway. Why break a habit?
I don't know. True. This engine update was supposed to apparently happen this week, so I don't know. This is something that I just think RuneScape is growing old a bit, probably. Also, did anybody notice on the behind the scenes of this month there was no mention of the wilderness tag?
There's not. Mostly focusing on how to improve the game graphic-wise and stuff.
Well, yeah. But if you remember at the end of last month, they said they'd put Wilderness Tag off till this month, right?
Yeah.
And there's no mention of it, so...
My God, you have some sort of breakdown. Hell? Shane's having a breakdown.
Anyways, somebody read this update that we have today.
I'll do it.
Okay.
The Quest Help System, an update for free-to-play. Which they don't deserve. A new system that is able to help you with a quest, currently only works for free-to-play quests, gives a maximum of 4 hints a day. It is currently in beta. The majority of our game-related queries are from free players. This will hopefully free up a significant part of our customer relations team so they can play cards all day. No detail. Who can then be reshifted to focus on processing game abuse and cheating reports even quicker, as if they could get any slower. Improving the game environment for all of our players.
Yay!
That's not an update.
No, it's more propaganda.
Oh, it is. We're in control. Do not fear.
Yes, that certainly sounds like it. I think you can go to brad.rsbnb.com to read a post about Jagex propaganda.
Oh, yes.
Yes, read that. Posted last week, May 4th. Oh, yes. Definitely go there and read that. Anyways, so that's that. You guys both have your free-to-play quest done, right?
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah. How long ago did you finish them?
I did mine before I got members.
Yeah, I finished mine like 6 months after I got members. So, yeah, mine are all done. Actually, I have 215 quest points, so all quests are done, so this doesn't really help me. So.
I don't think it would help the customer support either.
No. It's a piece of...
Hang on a minute, though. They hardly ever answer free-to-play queries, so why is it going to free up time? Is it going to free up time from them having to send loads of automated replies? Because I'm sure they'd still do that anyway.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense, does it? Like, do they answer free-to-play queries? I've never heard of anything with them answering free-to-play stuff.
I've sent in two questions on a free-to-play account that I played on when I had a 3-day ban on my main, two queries in the 3 days, and I got automated replies on both of them.
Oh, that's interesting. So. Yeah.
So, they probably don't.
Yeah, they probably don't. So, I don't know. So, if you're a free to play person, then basically, yay, you get to help with some quests.
They can't moan that they get no updates now because they actually got an update.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I did read something. Like, some of the things that they mentioned in this thing, or, like, they showed an example for one quest. The tip it gave was, how do I get an egg? It gave you steps to get an egg.
If you had trouble with getting that, then you're pretty thick.
I need help in Cook's assistant.
Dude, I had a hard time finding that egg when I was new, though. Because back at RSC, there wasn't really much of a map, so I was just walking around all over the place.
Well, you can kill imps for eggs. Anyways, so basically they just show you can reveal a hint or reveal a spoiler or something like that. Ay. So, yes. Enough of that RuneScape update propaganda. On to questions now. Somebody can take this first one. Any volunteers?
Trekkie.
Okay. For anyone who is PK or RuneCraft through the Abyss, having a skull can be a problem when going to do some recreation at a later time. What do you guys do when you want to rid yourself of a skull? Do you wait it out? Or do you do it like me and commit suicide? I tend to get killed by white knights, green dragons, or by abyss creatures. Depending on the time I have before I need to be somewhere. This allows me not to die at the mercy of any PKers and allow me to start fresh, ready to get back to work. And that's from PFK99's PS. Although I posted my gender on my post from last week's show, I figured I'd put it here as well, just a precaution. Male. Smiley face.
Thank you, PFK99. When I have a skull, I normally just wait it out. Do something in the bank. So, that's what I do. Wait it out. Brad?
I don't know. I just normally wait it out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really bother me.
Yep. What about Ansonite?
Well, I don't PK anyway, so I never really got a skull.
But what about runecrafting?
I mostly take the long way, the safer way. But if I need to recharge my pouch, I'll still be doing runecrafting anyway, the other, like, taking the gliders and stuff, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. But if you get a skull in general, you just wait it out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Let's do some other skill.
Sure. Thank you, PFK99s. People always say, I don't like Windows and I'm going to change to a Mac, but they never do change their OS. Even now, when Apple has made it so easy with the Mac OS X disk for Intel computers.
What?
That's wrong. Anyways, what do you think about people who want a Mac but just say it to go with the flow? First things here, it is not legal for a standard PC user to install OS X on your computer. It's illegal to do that, you know? Yes. I don't know. Like, is it? What do you think?
I think that most people, Windows is sort of, everything's made for Windows, isn't it?
Yep.
So if you went to Mac, it would be hard to get programs.
Mm-hmm. I just did a simple search on Google for OS 10.4.6, and I found AMD, and I found instructions on how to install it on an AMD computer.
Is that illegal?
Yes, it is illegal.
A lot of things are illegal.
I won't be doing it.
Oh, really, Shane?
No, I won't be doing it.
Shane showed me how to do illegal things.
What's that? I don't remember showing you anything.
Sure.
Anyways, it is illegal, but what do you think with people who say they want a Mac, but just go with the flow? Well, first things first, Macs are expensive, and they are nice pieces of equipment. So that's how most times, like, people just want it because it looks good and it actually works better. So that is the reason they want it. And then they realize they don't have enough money. So, yes, I don't know. What do you think of these people who just say it to go with the flow? Like, is it peer pressure, you think, or...?
It's the games.
The games?
Yes, I'm sure that in the schoolyards, people beat up people who don't like Macs. You like Windows. No, but I think what it is people, like, you know, I think a lot of people dislike Windows, but like I said, Windows is the easy option.
Yeah, it is, actually. Until Linux or something gets more simple, but anyways, that's for tech news. Thank you, Panda 200X! Oh my. Brad, you
Shane,
can do this one.
Will you do all of your sound effects for us? That's from Thief 18,954.
No.
Also known as Steve.
I won't do my sound effects. The only one
Why not?
That I... Because they're discontinued.
Ah.
The only one that I'll do is the whip.
Well then. I'm the fishing one. Do the fishing one.
Do the fishing one. That one's discontinued.
Do the Flames of Zamorak one.
That one might be discontinued too. Spit on my screen.
So did I. You made me spit on my screen.
Got a brat. I got two new LCD screens and I not haven't even had them for a week and I spit on them already.
Great job.
Yeah, so that's why sound effects are discontinued, Steve. Sorry about that. But I would recommend listening to the older episodes. I'm sure somebody can tell you where to find some of these sound effects that you want. Thank you for that. How long did it take you to code them calcs? This is from Stubbo 2. So how long did it take?
17 hours, 5 minutes, 32 seconds. Rough guess.
No. Many days of long, hard work that Mike put in to code these wonderful calculators that we have, and also quite a few hours of debugging on both of our parts to fix the multiple JavaScript errors that happen, because JavaScript is just interpreted so differently in each browser. It's simple to get things to work in Firefox, but once you try to get them to work in IE, ooh, that's a different
Internet
story.
Exploder.
Yes, that's a different story. So, a long time. Lots of JavaScript. JavaScript. So.
And long hours of hacking RS.
We didn't hack RS for that.
Sure you didn't.
No, it's just simple. Simple code. Simple code. Anyways.
Simple when you know how to do it. How do you think the RuneScape knowledge base affected the RuneScape fan sites? Do you think it hurt some fan sites? Or did not affect them at all? Do you think Jagex might want to make their site a choice over other fan sites? No, because, well, they may offer, you know, things like experience manuals. They don't offer things like quest guides, skill guides, how to raise a certain skill quickly, and they don't offer calculators.
Or dynamic signatures.
Yes.
That was
both of which are available at rsbnb.com.
Exactly. Click on signatures and go to stat signatures.
We're gold.
That is from Dave.
Fave? It says Fave on my...
That must be a typo. Because the D and the F are pretty close together.
Indeed.
Okay.
Oh, so that's from Dave. One Wizard One, as he is known, partially. And Dave.
And member Dave, of Dark Forces.
Dark Forces?
Yes.
Or Dark Forces?
Oh, God,
man.
What is Dark Forces?
Dark Forces is Poison's clan.
Is it real?
No, he just invented it to rip off Dark Forces.
I see. So, yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. On to tech news now. Does somebody,
Time for a sleep.
What?
Intel news this week. Their highest end desktop processor used to be named the Pentium Extreme Edition. Does anybody remember that?
No.
No.
Okay. Is that because we're all AMD users here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, the new version of this Extreme Edition will be named Core 2 Extreme as opposed to the mainstream Core 2 Duo. Desktop chip will be named Conroe and is set to deliver in July 2006, while Merom, M-E-R-O-M, will be followed in August 2006. Merom is the notebook chip. Anyways, there's a whole bunch of people that are up in arms whether Core 2 means whether or not it's a second generation chip or if there's a dual cores on two cores. Like four chips in one, but do you get what I'm saying? Like four chips in one?
Yes.
People think that means there's four chips in one, but in reality it makes more sense that it means it's a dual core CPU that is second generation. Anyways, there will also probably be something called a Core Solo, which is a single core compared to a Core Duo, which is a dual core. Shall I explain what dual core is?
No.
No?
You don't make people fall asleep.
Brad, do you want to know what dual core is? Okay, thank you.
Actually, I do. Tell me.
Well, a dual core chip is a standard computer processor chip that has two cores instead of one in it, which effectively doubles the processing power. So, that's that.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all a dual core is.
I expected a book.
No. I could write a book on something else, like something that starts with S. Anyways.
No.
Here's another nice little link here. It shows a basic user's experience of moving to Linux.
Oh my.
Brad, you were going to try and do that, right?
I did it, but then I realized there were so many programs that I needed on Windows.
Yes, that's right.
But actually, Linux booted up faster on my machine than Windows does.
Oh, really?
And Windows boots pretty fast, and Linux was hardly lagged as well, even if I had lots of programs running.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
If it wasn't for the few programs that I needed on Windows, I would totally go to Linux.
What programs do you need on Windows?
iTunes, but,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
Steve
yeah.
Jobs is a bastard. That thing lags like hell. And just a few other programs. MSN Messenger. I like MSN Plus.
Yeah, me too, actually.
You can only
That's one of my things. Anyways, this guy goes through how the GUI is different, like the menus and stuff is all different. He goes through what you'd use for playing media, how you'd install software, whether or not you'd want open source or commercial applications, how to burn a CD, also how to run some Windows applications. Yes! Something like how to run Microsoft Word, or using something called Crossover Office. You can also run Adobe Photoshop 7 using Crossover Office. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, you can? I thought you said to me last night you wouldn't go to Linux because you needed Photoshop.
Yeah, I need my Photoshop and Dreamweaver, but the reason I won't go to Linux is because the performance on those is really, it's performance suffers on those. So, yeah. Like when you run it with, you run Linux with, like, Photoshop and Dreamweaver would be running an emulation, so as a result, performance would be significantly less. That's kind of why I don't want to. I've just received a link here about Why I Hate Bill Gates by somebody by the name of Brad. Would you care to describe that?
Well, the blog post.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just because we were in the MSN conversation with somebody who shall remain unnamed. And they were saying that everybody hates Bill Gates because he has more money than them. No, there are plenty of other people richer than me in the world. I don't hate every one of them. I hate Bill Gates for the reasons listed in the article, which to read you will have to go to brad@rsbnb.com.
Yes, brad.rsbnb.com.
Including a picture I did myself.
Yay. Okay, thank you. Finally, this week is the E3 gaming thing and that thing in L.A. there. Anybody heard of E3?
Yeah.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, so that's where they introduce all the new games and stuff like that. Anyways, PS3, PlayStation 3 info has surfaced. It'll be very much like the Xbox 360, two versions, a $599 one and a $499 one. €599 and €499 as well. Is that
Yay.
How much the 360 was there?
I don't know. I think the 360 was a little more, but I'm not sure. And I think, no, a little less, actually. I don't know.
Do you have the one with, like, the hard drive that's fully loaded and stuff?
Yes, I have the expensive one.
Oh, that's good. Anyways. Basically, the more expensive one has a 60-gig hard drive, four USB ports, memory card reader, wireless, Bluetooth, and support for HD displays.
Oh, that might be kind of important.
Yeah, you have an HD TV, don't you?
Oh, yes.
So, can you hook your 360 up to it?
Oh, graphics are amazing.
Well, that's nice. What kind of connector do you use for it? Like,
I don't know. It's some cable that came with the Xbox.
Is it a red? Is it a three-colored cable with red, green, and blue?
Yes.
Yes, that is called component video. That one is very good. Component video is good. See, there's different types of video outputs. There's composite, which is your standard yellow cable. You remember those standard yellow ones with the red and white audio? That's composite. And then there's S-Video, which is a single cable dedicated to video. Then there's component, which carries red, green, and blue signals, which is also pretty good. Then there's DVI, which is digital. Then HDMI, which is HD. You probably have HDMI on your TV, don't you?
Probably. I don't know, I just watch the thing, I don't look at the back.
Okay. Anyways, this will have digital optical output for sound. Anyways, cheaper one only has a 20 gig hard drive and loses memory card reader, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth and HD support.
So it makes sense to pay the extra $100.
Or euros, or whatever you are. So, yes. I don't know. I'd rather get a 360. Not sure.
I'd rather get both.
Both?
You want both? Sales? Well, yeah.
Is that what's going to be under the tree this year?
I don't know. I don't know.
Whee!
Oh, God, no, I don't want that.
What?
The name annoys me. You're like, what are you doing? I'm just playing on my Wii.
Yeah, so it's called the Wii. I don't know. I don't want a Wii.
A couple of days ago, I was reading a comic strip called Foxtrot, and they made fun of Wii.
Well, I don't know. I think 360 would be better.
What? Shane, if you show me your real picture, you can have my 360 for a month.
That's fine. Anyways.
So I have Mike's picture too, and I'll give you another $1,000 for the site.
No. Anyway.
Okay, I'll give my 360 to Trekkie so he can show me the pictures he got from you.
Nah.
Woo!
No, I don't need. I'll buy my own 360, thank you. Anyways, further to this article, Sony also showed off the PS3's controller, which, to no one's surprise, no longer looks like a postmodern Australian Aboriginal hunting implement.
AKA Boomerang.
Yes. Yes, that's right. It used to look like a boomerang, apparently, I guess.
I mean, come on, grow up a bit and buy a gun. You'd still go out and hunt things with a curved piece of wood. Well, you can just get a double-barreled shotgun and boom.
At least it always comes back.
Yeah, that's good. I used to have a boomerang I used to play with. It was fun. Anyways. It's same as the PS2 one, except silver instead of black.
Oh, so, I don't like silver.
Yeah, so it's the same as it was before. Yes. Okay, so anybody want to read the story on the Wii?
Go on, Trekkie.
Yeah, Trekkie can read it.
Hardware specs for the Wii have surfaced as well. Media. A single self-loading video bay will play single or double-layered 12-centimeter optical disc for Wii as well as 8-centimeter Nintendo GameCube disc. Virtual console Wii will have downloadable access to 20 years of fan-favorite title originally released for Nintendo 64, the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and even Nintendo Entertainment. The virtual console will also feature a best of selection of Sega Genesis titles and games from the
TurboGrafx?
Okay, whatever. TurboGrafx console. It will also be home to new games conceived by indie developers who creatively is larger than their budgets.
And it's broad, and it's based on a Broadway PowerPC CPU. You can take a look at this at wii.nintendo.com/hardware.html.
I hate Nintendo.
Yeah, I
don't. Why? As somebody
said on my blog, I hate everything, which I do.
I don't want one of those, because there's this game called Mario Party that I'm forced to play, and I don't like that game.
Who forces you to play it?
Oh, lots of people around me.
I think you know that.
Don't play it!
Anyways.
Just stand up and say no, Mike. I will not play it.
No, it's not him. It's not him.
Really?
No, it's not
him. Who is it then?
It's my family, people.
Your mother and father play Mario?
No, more apparently
Shane.
my
what you do?
More apparently my sister.
Shane, here's what you do. Shane.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Shane, this is what you do. You get a hammer, and you hit your thumb. Okay? Once you hit your thumb, she will never ask you again.
Hit my thumb?
Yes.
But break then it. I won't be able to use my thumb on my mouse.
Then hit your left thumb. You're right-handed anyway.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you for that one. But
you're offline on MSN.
How original is that?
What?
He's offline on MSN. Shane 128 Shane0x 27470 offline.
That's a number. Anyways. Final
it's
piece.
It's 1288 and yeah, whatever.
It's 1288 in an octal. So yes.
Okay.
Final piece of tech news, since there was no RuneScape news. Apple was supposed to release MacBooks on Tuesday, but that never happened. Apple insiders claiming that the MacBooks have been moved back to coincide with changes to the company's iPod line. I bet Brad's happy about that.
Oh yay, another piece of crap I have to buy just to stay up to date. God, I hate Steve Jobs. I'm going to yell at him.
We've been promised an iPhone for months now.
No,
and
you
new
know,
nanos
you know
supposedly
be?
On the horizon, we really aren't sure what to believe.
You know what's it going to be?
Hmm.
The iPod flea.
What do you mean?
It's a joke, Shane. I think there was a picture of an iPod.
They had a spoof of iPod about a couple months back, and I posted it on RSVNB. And like pretty much iPod flea was just like freaking tiny.
Uh-huh.
Take me out of the nano. I hate Steve Jobs. I want to go and yell at him and tell him he's fired.
So
I would do that.
So, let's see. You don't like Windows. You don't like Steve Jobs. What do you
really,
like Linux?
Shane, if we were to go through everything I don't like, we would be here for about 7 hours.
So, I got time.
Don't you have a class to go to?
F it.
Oh my.
That's the attitude to have. Right.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't like most things.
Ash.
What do you like, Brad?
I like... Yes.
RuneScape?
Water?
No, RuneScape annoys me a lot. I like... What do I like? I don't know. As I said, it could be here a long time. I like... I don't know. I like RSVNB. There you go. That's something that was moving on.
Yay! Anyway, so... Apple stuff didn't happen. Let's go on to rants now, Brad. You said you wanted to read the first one. Go read it.
Oh, yes, it's hilarious. Okay, I'll read this as it's written. Hi, I'm you, spelled with one letter, may remember me from such rants as PW, which I guess means password, teamed by Caffey Queen... and the Drunken Dwarf, and the day the elves turned barbaric. I'm here to rant about our old enemy, the Evil Chicken. As far as I know, spelt wrong, the Evil Chicken was killed by thousands of people, including myself, that's one word, in RFD. Recipe for Disaster,
oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
Took me a while. And yet he appears again for me, again and again and again. Bored yet? I certainly am. Story 1. The the only story in case you're wondering. A short time ago, in a computer not far from home, I decided to try my luck at the Mage Arena. Shock horror, I was successful in whooping the self-proclaimed master of battle magics, robed behind. I moved into the level 55 wilderness to check for pikers. Woot, there are none. I bring runes, my staff Zami, and my cape Zami. Outside, I enter the arena. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a PK logs in and starts attacking me with the DDS. I'm on 10 HP, and she steps and walks off. A quick swig of anti-poison, and I'm cured. Off to charge my staff. I take one step out of nowhere. The evil chicken pops up and hits me for 5 twice before I can do anything. PLZ, if you have them, add your own stories to this thread. Don't let it die like you did my other threads. They are like children to me. Okay, first off, say your threads like children to you. A little bit over the top. Second of all, over the top.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, why would a PKer stop attacking you on 10 hit points? Doesn't make sense. So maybe a little bit fabricated there. Third of all, I do think they should remove random events in the wilderness. Just because it's annoying when you're trying to kill people and you get around them.
That kind of makes sense, actually. So, basically, this guy's complaining because his anti-poison didn't work?
No, because the evil chicken killed him.
Oh, right.
Do you listen to what I say, Shane?
Yes, I do.
No.
I do. So, yeah, unfortunately, sometimes the evil chicken is like that, you know?
And he's also ranting that his other threads died because they were like children to him.
Oh, dear children. No,
he's got to be he's got to be a bad parent.
Yeah, if he lets children die. Wow.
Well, that's interesting. Trekkie, you're up.
Okay, let's see. I've been playing this game for just over a year as of this past Easter. Well, actually, I've been playing RS since October 2004, but I lost interest and my account got deleted. I don't think they delete accounts. I started again in April 2005 and thought it was better than most games I played. Most games I paid 50 CND for. I've been a member for at least 10 months or so, and I paid 50 CND anyway, more like 70 with the conversion. Believe it or not, people who have been playing for about 2 months, Jackson used to have good updates that benefit everyone. Instead, making many a PKer, miner, merchant, etc. angry. I'm sure they may again someday, but for now, Jagex, do you need a hug?
I need a hug.
Because these are some of the worst updates I have ever seen in my life. Maybe the new game engine will work out. Will I ever know? Nope. My membership runs out on the 28th, so I don't even care what you do now. Good luck for the rest of the year, and try not to make any more boo-boos because a majority of players can't handle it anymore. What happened to you, Jagex? You used to be cool.
Bad Simpsons updates. Line.
I know. Bad updates. Rune essence, wilderness portals. Want me to see something on this list? Tell me if it isn't locked in a few seconds. Okay.
Simpsons quote.
Yeah.
There's an episode of The Simpsons where, what happened to you, China? And you used to be cool. China's still cool.
We pay later.
We pay afterward. Is this
The
Simpsons?
You guys get The Simpsons in Germany?
Yes. Well, no, I have satellites, so I have glorious English television, but yes.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
I couldn't watch The Simpsons in German. I can barely speak German. Apart from Heil.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't make assumptions.
Right, okay. Yeah, no assumptions.
Okay.
I'll read this last one. I am getting sick of not being able to hunt down clues because of PKers just waiting to come by in wilds. It's not fair for those of you that get clues to have to fight groups of PKers. I mean, like, where there will be like 5 of them just waiting for someone to come up there. Do something, staff. Make it fair for all. It's not just PKers that should be allowed to hunt down clues.
PKers don't hunt down clues. They just kill people because they're ignorant.
Oh, it's not fair at all. It's not fair at all for just PKers to be allowed to hunt down clues. That's what it says.
Excuse me, it's in the wilderness. You yes. have to go into the wilderness because you can get a good reward from them. It's part of the risk.
Yeah, well...
Unless you can, like, free item with clues.
But get this,
You sound like a machine. But.
The best clue reward I got, I didn't have to go into the wilderness for.
That was a black cab, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know how I know that?
How?
Because on your blog, one of the screenshots says Drew messaging you asking you what it was.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I'd be observant.
Yeah, so, no, it shouldn't be made more fair.
I love the three clues, and I've done them, and I don't get PK, but they're junk. I get, like, a rude pickaxe.
So, how is your collection of new clues coming along?
Working on it, but mostly I'm waiting for people to actually submit them.
Oh, so...
Just a little tip for him. If you do a wild clue, wilderness clue, and if you dig it, don't, like, actually open the casket, because it's actually worth more than the clue.
Mm-hmm.
I've just dug up a casket, right, and doing a level 3 clue, and I'll actually get PK because some idiot won't leave me alone. And I put a protect item, and I actually keep the casket, and I kept the clue that was in it.
Oh, that's interesting. That's good. Yeah, that's the best thing to do, actually, so. Oh, yeah, but Trekkie needs clues, so submit those to him.
Yeah.
How do you want them?
You will make me very, very happy.
He wants them in. He wants a picture of each one with a location of where it is.
That would be nice. That would be nice. That would help Mike a lot.
You can send them to him on MSN or PM him on the forums. Okay, thank you. So that's that. About clues, send them to Trekkie via PM on the forums. That's pretty much it. Yeah, what have we been doing on our RuneScape?
Fishing!
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Brad?
I beat you to 1,500 skill total by about 4 hours.
Yeah, but I have 1,502 now.
Yeah, well, that's because you have loads of skills that are easy to raise low. I still own you in total experience.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, I've been cooking, fishing, farming, that sort
Finally,
of stuff.
You fish.
Yes.
Haven't you seen how good fishing is?
No.
Ah, well, keep at it. You'll see soon.
Yeah, so that's what we've been up to on RuneScape. Fishing, cooking, fishing, stuff like that.
Yeah, you beat me, Trekkie. I know. I gave up.
Oh, I got 2 rare random events yesterday within the time span of 15 minutes.
The Freaky Forester and the Warp Sailor?
Drill Sergeant.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the Drill Sergeant from teleporting?
No. I was cooking when I got the Freaky Forester, and I was just getting ready to hit the Camelot teleport button when I got the Drill Sergeant.
Oh. Yeah, see, just before you tally, when I was doing my tallying 3,000 times to get 82 magic, I got the Drill Sergeant one about 7 times in 3,000 lores.
So you have the Drill Sergeant set now?
Yeah, but it's ugly. I might throw it away.
Yeah.
I got a mine like an hour ago.
I have full mine.
I go. But I'm more interested in the emotes than the clothing.
Yeah, so... I guess that's our random events experience. You can see those pictures at shane.rsbnb.com. Are we done?
I guess so.
I think so. Yep.
So, we'll be back next week. If Pika's not here, I'll probably be back again with Brad. So, and Trekkie, it was nice having you on the show. Okay. And Brad, too, of course, right?
Yeah.
So, for...
I hope Pika comes back.
Yeah.
I'm running out of funny things to say. Most people probably don't think they're funny anyway.
So, yeah,
I need to go cry now.
Okay. Aww. So, we're... So we're pretty much off now. I'm at shane.rsbnb.com. Brad is at brad.rsbnb.com, and I have no idea where you can find Trekkie. Probably
nowhere.
StarTrek.com.
Not funny.
Don't talk about that.
Anyway, so we'll see you guys all on next.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.